RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel calls outrageous FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago abuse of power. By Jacob Bliss on August 8, 2022. Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel released a statement hammering the FBI's outrageous raid on Mar-a-Lago, the home of former President Donald Trump, as an abuse of power that will stop by electing Republicans in November. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Countless times we have examples of Democrats flouting the law and abusing power with no recourse, McDaniel said in an email statement. Democrats continually weaponize the bureaucracy against Republicans. This raid is outrageous, the RNC chairwoman added. This abuse of power must stop, and the only way to do that is to elect Republicans in November. The former president, who was the first to confirm the raid, released a lengthy statement, part of which stated, "These are dark times for our nation, as his home is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents." He added, "Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before." Politico reported on the raid. Two sources familiar with the search said it was related to allegations that Trump allies improperly removed boxes of presidential records from the White House after leaving office, including some that may have included classified information. One of those sources said the raid took hours. However, CNN noted that the National Archives, which collects and sorts presidential material, has already stated that at least 15 boxes of White House records were recovered from Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort, including some that were classified. But, in an interview with Breitbart News's Christina Wong, Kash Patel, a former top Trump administration official, said the claims that classified materials were found at Mar-a-Lago are misleading, since the documents were actually already declassified by then-President Donald Trump, but the classification markings had not been updated. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.